This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to Newton. Indians taking on the Galleon Northmore Golden Knights. They're starting the introductions and all of that a little early. The umpire and the coaches meeting is already done. That's usually about right now. That's already done. They're doing the introductions for the Golden Knights, and the Indians will be coming up shortly. And so this is the regional final game. The winner of this goes to Akron to play in the state semifinals Thursday morning. As of right now, it's scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday, and the finals will be 10 a.m. on Friday. So that's how it's working out right now. But all we care about is winning this game right now. And the Northmore is coming in at 24-5, basically the same record that Coldwater has, and pretty close to St. Henry's record. So that's probably on paper. It looks like that's the caliber of team we're going to be playing. 24-5. They have a number of run rules that they've won, and they've as of yesterday's game, I believe they've won 13 in a row. Now, toward the end of the season, we didn't win a whole bunch. The regular season, I think we were 1-5 to end the season, but you know, we weren't all that excited about it. The draw was already done, and we were doing some letting some other players play, doing some things. So if we play error free and don't get a bunch of walks, we're going to be just fine. That's where we've had some problems in the past, is that we've given the other teams extra outs, too many walks, that type of thing. Looks like they're getting ready for the national anthem, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a little bit with the beginning of the game, Indians versus Northmore.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change, because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Hey, we're back here at Newton. Ready to start this ball game out. Regional final. This is it. Winner goes to state. Neil, we need a big game today.
Yes, we do.
Out of the big fella on the mound.
Yep. And, you know, you guys kind of alluded to it yesterday before it happened, but they did exactly what we were thinking they might do.
Yes,
took
they
him
did.
Out, and he played. He pitched a few enough. Throws that he can come back
the next day and pitch the whole game if he has to.
And
hopefully,
same with Caden.
Yep, everybody's good to go.
Dylan Klinke, you know that was. And it couldn't have worked out better.
I doubt if we had
that in our head ahead of time.
Well, maybe
if we got a little bit ahead, we might try to do that.
I talked to Jerry a little bit. I think that was in their head. They were thinking that. But
it couldn't have worked out better.
You didn't think about a three-run homer in the first inning.
That kind of
helped us out a little bit,
yes,
too.
It did. I mean, that cemented that plan, didn't
that
it?
That made that plan perfect.
Yep.
I'll give you the starting lineup here. For Galley and Northmore, it'll be Jack Boudreaux.
Let me look at his name here. But it is.
Where'd I go? Here he is. Boudreaux. He's playing first base. Looks like Trevor Brubaker is at short. Brady Chapman will be the center fielder. Billy Bolin. I did not put his position down. Let me check him out here.
So here's a first batter, left-hander.
First pitch, strike one.
That's a good start.
Good start. All righty. Oh, 01 to Jack Boudreaux. There's a bunt. It's going to go foul, strike two. No balls, two strikes on the leadoff hitter.
Yep, goes down
Galley.
The third baseline. And
went a little foul. Trevor Brubaker on deck. All right, Alex, come on, baby.
Strikes.
Keep her down. Nothing good. Nothing good at all here. Got him with a strike. Fire that ball. Nicely done.
Man.
Okay, swinging. We like seeing that.
I'm not good enough to tell curveballs and all that stuff, but whatever it is, he has it working.
That was a good one there.
You know, a team with only five losses this time of year, 24 wins, and their leadoff man can't make – he didn't make contact
on the bunt. He did bunt the second one, but, yeah, that brings Trevor Brubaker to the plate. Ooh, nice pitch. Not too bad. A little outside, maybe.
Yeah, it must have been something a little off, but that's okay. It's okay.
Brady Chapman on deck. They're coming off a big win yesterday, I think.
Did he call that one a strike?
Yes, he did. 1-1.
Just called it a little later than I thought.
Just took a little bit. Yep.
That was a good pitch.
Curveball.
Yep.
Strike two. He's a little delayed guy. We got to get used to him, Neil.
I'm sure he is saying strike.
Just can't hear it very good.
But yeah, there's no way to parse to
We
hear
got
it.
A great view of it, though.
Yes.
Curveball. Ooh, just a little high. Pretty good at bat there, I tell you what. It's hard to stay off of. That looks pretty darn close. Well, let's get him here then. Alex, what do you say?
Yep.
Counts two balls, two strikes, one out here in the inning.
That was what he should have done right there is throw it. One that'll tempt him. But
a little outside. Brady jumped that right back.
Yep.
Full count. On Galleon's shortstop. Slow roller. Caden Holman's got it. Fires over. Got him by a step. Nicely done. 5-3. Two away in the inning. That brings Brady Chapman, the center fielder.
Caden played that very well.
He
waited
did.
For that to make that other hop because he knew he had time to get it over there.
Yep, he got rid of it quick, too. That was a good idea.
If he had charged it, he could have misplayed it. He let that
Billy Bolin on deck.
Come right up to his
goal. Galleon. Galleon won yesterday, I think, 14-4 or 13-4.
I believe.
Popped up. Left fielder Hayden Seifrings under it. He's
fighting the sun.
Got it.
Yep.
1-2-3 first. After the half an inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Indians coming up.
Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Meddler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or meddlersfurniture.com.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
Hey, we're back here at Pac McBride Stadium. A little shout out to the Top Wrench boys.
Yep.
Trevor and Richie. I'm sure they're listening today.
Yep.
They're fired up. Also got a happy birthday today to my nephew, Ian Homan. Ian, one of the best. Great guy.
He was a pretty good baseball player.
Pretty dang good baseball player. He was one of them unlucky guys that played during COVID and got the season shut out.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that, man.
Unfortunately. Oh. Yep.
Yeah, he and Logan and Caden all seem to have that knack for just seeing that ball and
seeing the ball and hitting
a long way.
Bree Swindle lead it off for the Indians. He fouls the first pitch back.
Yep. Back over the screen might be... when I was here early, somebody went up on top of their the school building over there.
Oh, yeah?
13 baseballs off from yesterday.
Here's the pitch. Ooh, about a half swing. Kind of fooled him there a little bit. 0-2.
Yeah, it did. Down and away. And
what we got there?
But he's not afraid.
No
balls, two strikes. In fact, there's a pretty good chance if he's not right on the plate, Reese will take a walk.
It's like Brody Beck's the pitcher for the Galleon. He's a sophomore.
Galleon Eastmore.
Yeah. Or Northmore.
Oh, Northmore. Yeah.
Northmore.
Yeah. Eastmore's.
Brody Beck, sophomore there.
Yep. Yeah. So there's also a Galleon High School.
Swing and a miss.
Tell him
took a little fooly malaria on that curveball.
Yep.
One away, and that brings up Colson Post. Big Luke Fortkamp on deck. All right, Colson, get us started here. Ball high. There comes my co-part, Davey Cap. We'll get him mic'd up and ready to roll here in just a second.
You got plenty of cord there, so pull it all you need.
What's going
ball
on,
low.
Boys?
1-2-3, top of the inning. Very nice job by Garks. And
We're home team.
Reese Wendell struck out to lead us off, and Colson Post is 2-0. Two balls, one strike. There's one right across the middle.
This team won 13-4 last night, I saw.
13-4, put up some runs.
Put some runs up in the seventh inning, I saw.
Yes, sir. Strike. Two balls, two strikes.
Like
Colson
that.
Thought it was a little outside there, but
looked a little wide. But
they could cut that
umpire might. It's kind of a little wide.
As long as he's calling to sing both ways, we'll take it.
Yep. Ground ball. Right to the first baseman.
He
got a candy hop.
Yeah.
He'll take that unassisted.
Yep.
Three unassisted. for the second out of the inning. That brings Luke Fortkamp, the first baseman, to the plate. Alex Garkey on deck. Find a hole out there, 7-7.
Yeah, let's get something going here. Get there Alex out to the plate. He's
been
go
hot. Two here.
Like
go
yesterday.
Two.
Be on base. Two-out rally going again. Had a bunch of them.
Ball outside. Here's the pitch.
A little inside, I guess. Didn't look too bad, but.
No. Not too bad at all.
You were thinking. He brought water today. How was it?
Neil's got one.
Yep.
Neil's on the game, too.
Good thinking, Spencer.
Yep. Well, I should have remembered that from last year and had it yesterday.
All right.
That's a strike call.
Maybe.
Thank you, my friend.
Two balls and a strike.
I went with the small one, so if you don't drink it all real quick, you can still get another cold one out.
Here's the pitch. Little low. Three balls and one strike.
All right, look good, Ike. Come on, kid.
Get on there, buddy. Anyway, baby. Anyway, Sevens. Ball four. He'll take the base.
Deal.
We got a runner.
We have a bunch of guys that love
great
to
job,
hit.
Great
job. Showing patience there. Showing patience.
He
that's
show
big
patience.
Time.
They will take a walk.
They were close. That brings the pitcher, Alex Garkey, to the plate. Alex is a hot bat right now. We're going to keep him staying hot. Come on, big fella. Wind's pretty much no wind today.
Yep, a little bit.
Flag's laying down. Ball outside.
A little flutter here and there, but nothing like yesterday. But
ready back.
Of course, that line drive he had for the home run didn't care if I had the wind or not.
Come on, Force. Come on, Force. Put him in play here, kid.
Pitch. Pop down the right field line. I think it's going to get foul, hopefully. Yep. It did.
Yeah, got
two balls
there.
Or one ball and one strike.
Over there by the pile of dirt over there in the bullpen.
That would be called the bullpen, yep.
That's the bullpen. Yep. He would come on, Force.
He would have had a little trouble.
And he's trying to get something started here. We got Luke Fortkamp at first. Two outs here in the inning. Top of or bottom of number one. Fouler off. Just a hair under that
one. Yeah, just a little under that one right there.
Barely.
Yeah, that elevated a little bit. He just couldn't get up there high enough for
Brody Hart on deck.
Throw him one that looks like a beach ball.
Hit one hard here for somewhere, huh? Here's a pitch from back.
Inside.
Way inside. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. To the big pitcher. Pitches in. Fouled away.
Good job, Alex.
Didn't like that pitch. Just kind of fouled it off.
Yeah, flag's fluttering again. Looks like it's blowing in, maybe.
Looks kind of like it might be. If anything, it ain't helping.
Nope, it's okay.
That's all right. Popped up.
Very high, shallow right.
Right fielder calls coming in. And he's got it to end the inning. In the inning, no runs on no hits. Left one on base. After one complete, we got no score.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday.
Hey, we're back here at Newton getting ready for the top of the second inning. Gark's back out there for a second inning of work. He retired to side 1-2-3 in the first inning.
Right,
and that
over the top
up over the top of us. Strike one. Oh, it's awesome to see 44 back out there after yesterday's start.
Yep.
Just fantastic.
Couldn't work out any better for
him. No.
We got every pitcher available.
Just great execution by the coach yesterday to keep everybody ready to go for today, and it just worked out the way.
Yep.
One of them pitched very well.
There's a lot of strategy.
Here comes the 0-2. That's swung on, and that's going to be a base hit that's going to fall out in front of Hayden
Ziffert.
Gets by Hayden, and he's going to take off, go to second, and that's where he's going to end up. So leadoff base hit. I'm going to give him a single on that and then kind of an error, but realistically.
Yeah, he should have probably knocked it down and kept him at first. But
he kind of come over there just didn't get her cut off and rolls back behind him and allows the runner to head over to second. So Dark's going to have to bear down here. Leadoff guy on second. First hit of the game for the Golden Knights, and that brings up Ethan Hinton with Brody Beck on deck. Hinton asking for time,
all
and he
time.
Does get it.
Golden Knights head coach Buck Workman.
Oh,
his assistants, Mark Weissman, Scott Carr, and Justin Maddox.
Curveball, a little elevated.
A little high, got to bring her down.
Brody Beck on deck, followed by Brookston Beck. Posty holding the runner out there. Not a big lead off second.
Good
there's
pitch.
Cool swing
on that one.
Right there. Track one, evens the count at once.
Move the second baseman over to halfway between first and second.
He's going
to
cover the bag if he's bunts.
Covering it on the bunt.
That was a pretty pitch
think
right
he's
there.
That's
track two. Yeah, he's not looking to bunt.
Sure didn't square it all anyhow.
Got two strikes on him now. Bunting season's over.
Yep. Base hit season's what they're looking for. Runner will score. Let's get him yourself here. 4-4. What do you say?
Comes a 1-2. Swung on, and that's hit pretty well out towards right field. And that catch is made out there in right field, but the runner's going to tag, and he's going to head over to third. So sacrifice out by Hinton.
Pretty well done. His right side hit it. Deep enough to get him to third.
Did exactly what he wanted to do, I think.
Yep.
Moves the runner over to third. Now with one out, brings up Brody Beck.
Is this a bunting situation?
No. Unless they squeeze.
Yeah. I was thinking it might not be. But
it's like a big kid here.
Yep.
Anthony Reisner out there in right field made a nice play there on that one. He went back in a hurry.
He did.
Got back.
There's a good pitch.
Set himself up for a nice throw and did a perfect job. No balls and a strike now. To Brody Beck, the pitcher.
20.
Nice pitch.
Curveball right there. Stays
Northmore
inside.
Comes in here 24-5.
Yeah, they're pretty
solid.
They
played a lot of games.
Yeah, pretty solid. Played their max and then played their tournament games,
and
right?
Their tournament games, yep.
1-1, a little high and outside. Makes it two
bring
balls
down
and
a little
a strike.
Pitches are a little high, Cappy. I like to see him get it down a little.
Yeah, he got that and elevated. The last two's been up a little bit. Get him. Pushing down here a little more. There's a better
pitch.
That one's popped up. Going to be a tough play. Anthony Reisner coming in hot. He's going to make the play, and now he's going to bring a ball home, and Brody's going to have a chance. And the young man slides just below it. Nice play by Anthony. Guys come in, stayed low, and that's going to be a run for Galleon Northmore.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's about as close as you get. But
yeah.
Great throw by Anthony Reisner and good tag by Brody, but he was in there.
Yep. That's where if you can make that play in left field and keep him at first.
Keep him at first. He's
might
still
be a
at
different
third.
Story, yeah.
That's exactly right. Good chance he's probably still at first.
Yep.
First pitch in there now.
Good pitch.
Brookston Beck comes in there for a strike. So back-to-back sacrifices. Out to right field. Brings that runner home. It's all right. We got to score. We can't win if we don't score anyway.
We have to score some runs.
Check swing. Better check him on that
one.
Yeah,
he did.
He go around on that one. One ball, two strike. Nasty curve right there.
He fooled him there a little bit. Yep.
Let's get him right here.
Come on, big fella. Throw one
here
right
comes
by.
The 1-2.
Drug him out.
KL right there, folks.
Yep.
All right, well, they can pick up one run on one hit. A couple sacrifices gets him across the plate. And after 1.5 in the books, Galleon Northmore on top of our Indians, 1-0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers
offers new... All right, we're back here at Pat McBride Complex. Brody Hart's going to lead it off for the Indians. Try to get on. Get something started here. Grand Fort Camp on deck.
Good call.
It's got a pretty good curveball.
Yeah, pretty good curveball right there.
We'll get it figured out.
Foul ball. On the roof.
Gets a piece of it. Puts her up on top of the old field house.
Put her on the field house.
I don't know if you're hearing when I said it, Dave, but they threw 13 baseballs over there this afternoon.
There's balls everywhere out there, Neil.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, from yesterday.
Good ball low. Right good eye.
Good eye, Brody.
One ball, two strikes. Tough take, that one.
Yeah, that was really close. Two strikes on him.
Got a battle now, 55. Come on now. Give me a big hit here. Ball outside. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. Bottom of two. Indians trail, 1-0.
Brody back. He's their catcher, pitcher, right?
Yeah.
Sophomore. Well, they had to throw a... Inside.
Strike three call.
Oh. That was plenty inside. I don't know.
That brings Grant Fortcamp to the plate. Grant had two stand-up triples yesterday, Cappy, and was a spark in our lineup.
He was spot on that ball yesterday. He saw it well and hit one over the right fielder's head and then took the glove off the first baseman on the second.
Hit a couple rockets. There's a strike right down the middle.
He's got his stuff working.
Yeah, he's trying to get ahead. We got to jump on that first pitch fastball.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that and see if we can't get the boys to think about that first pitch fastball and see if.
Late on that one.
Yeah, a little
tardy. Balls, two strikes on Grant Fortcamp. Caden Holman on deck.
I think he was thinking curveball right there, and I think he brought a little bit more gas to him.
Yep. A little slow getting around on it.
Yep.
Ball way high. One ball, two strikes. On the DH, Grant Fortcamp. Swing and a miss. Down swinging. Two away. That brings Caden Holman to the plate.
Come on here, 10.
Time for another one of those
Indians
famous two-out rallies.
Come on, Caden Holman. Here we go now. Never know here. Never know.
Reese LaFever on deck, ready to go.
We've had a bunch of two-out rallies.
Fastball, a little high. Caden stays off of it. Come on, Dan.
Huge crowd here at the old district.
Yeah, nice.
They're still coming in.
Still rolling in. Looked a little low there, too. I believe it is. Two balls, no strike. Anyway,
Good eye, Caden.
We got to get you on there, buddy.
Find your pitch.
2-0.
I like
Fowler
him swinging.
Back.
I like him swinging.
I like attacking that, too.
I do, too.
Another one on the roof.
He was definitely going to throw him a straight one right there.
Yep,
Caden
he
knew it.
Caden was going to shoot it down the right field line. Just a little tardy on it. Two balls and a strike. There's a ball hit pretty good out into right field.
Fielder's
coming over, and he's got it.
Sliced right to his hand.
Sure did. Yep. No runs, no hits. Nobody left on base for the Indians after two complete. Galleon 1, Indians 0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
All right, welcome back here to Pleasant Hill. We're getting ready for the top of the third inning. Indians in the Elite Eight for like the fifth or sixth time here in the last 11 years.
Yeah, 10 years, I think.
10, 11 years.
Yep.
Absolutely fantastic baseball program going on right now here in Fort Recovery.
Twice in 2 years, 3 years, I should say.
Back to back, we're been here.
Yep.
Absolutely. Popped up. That one's popped straight up. Brody might have
a
shot.
He's got a shot, maybe.
It's going to be close, and he
does.
Yeah! Great job by Brody. Comes over, finds the net, takes care of business, and that's out number one. That was the third baseman, Braden Barber.
Nicely done by Brody.
Yeah, he did a great job.
That's a tough play.
Oh,
for
my
catcher,
God. Right along the edge of that fence, he comes over, puts his hands on the net, finds that.
Got to find the ball and go over and find a fence. And
absolutely. That brings up our nine-hole hitter, Brady Carr.
Nice pitch.
Yeah, Brady Carr backs out of that box thinking, ooh, I'm going to get hit in the knees, and it comes right across the heart of the plate for strike one. He shows the bunt, goes off his shoulder. That's a foul ball.
Do that again this time.
I'll have to watch here. I still can't remember seeing Colson get out of that box, but he must have.
Yeah, yesterday. I wasn't watching his feet, I guess, yesterday.
I wasn't either, but he might have to be what happened.
Because
the ball was dead right away.
Curveball right over the top of his head.
A little high there.
One ball, two strikes. It's a Brady Carr, and then we roll back to the top.
Let's get this out here.
Swinging him.
Yeah,
Scotty,
that boy.
Two up, two down here in the third inning. Strikeout number three so far for Garks. It's going to roll back to the top.
Struck this guy out, I believe.
Struck him out first time up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Left-handed batter.
Jack Beaudry.
Yep.
That was close. He held back.
Thought he might have gone, but
I did too.
Well, check swing held for ball one.
There's a pretty good pitch.
That's a nice looking pitch. Strike one. Evens the count. Mm-hmm. That is
hit
out
high and deep.
Out towards Anthony. Anthony going back. Looks like he's got some room, and he does.
He
makes
got
the play.
It. He went
a long way to get that.
Good
he
coverage
sure
out
did.
There by Anthony Reister. He comes up without number three. Three up, three down
nice
here
quick
in their half
here.
Of the third. Now it's time for the Indians bats to get rolling here.
Yep, let's get them hot.
Let's go. Indians trail 1-0.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Trane HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
We're back here in Newton. Indians trail 1-0 here. Bottom of the third. Reese LaFever will lead it off for us.
See if we can get 8-9 going here.
Yeah, followed by a hit and see if we get these two guys on. And let's have a big
hit. I think if we get these two guys on here, there's going to be something happen here. And
that would be a
bottom of the third.
Good heat. Strike one. This young man's throwing the ball pretty well.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good fastball right there, Harold.
Yep.
At least he can catch it. That's a curveball.
Hit him.
Might have went off his shoulder a little bit.
He said it hit me in the back.
Yeah.
Boy, it was close to hitting him.
Actually, I thought it went in front of him, but it go behind him.
Yeah, he bent down and went right behind him. One ball, one strike. Ball outside. Two balls and a strike. Anyway, buddy, anyway.
Good eye, Reese.
Come on, Reese. Get us started here. Indians still looking for the first hit. Ball out.
There we go. There we go. Last thing you want to do is lose that eight guy to a walk, give him a freebie.
Absolutely.
But Reese got a good eye in there.
Yep.
Here comes his pitch.
There's a strike.
Yep, he was taking that one.
I believe he was.
Full count. Three balls, two strikes.
I wanted to get a freebie there and didn't happen.
Reese got to be ready. Any way possible. Get on there, buddy.
Bounce it up there to him.
He did. Ball four.
Good call, Copy. Tucked him into it.
Tried to chase one. He wanted him to chase that bad pitch.
Yep.
He did. Reese says, I'm not doing that. He's on base.
Here we go, boy.
Aiden Sebring, I'd have to think we're looking at a bunt here.
I think seven here is probably going to look at a bunt.
At least third baseman's coming in a little bit.
Reese going to have to think about it. Down there, watch the ball. Shilling bunt. It bunts at five.
Foul ball.
Bouncer straight down in that turf, bounced right up to the catcher's glove.
And yep.
It would have been a tough play for him to go to second, I think. But
yeah, he might have got him. Might have got the sacrifice done. Let's get her done here. Come on now, Hayden. Seven.
I love the bottom of our lineup, no matter
get
who's
back.
There.
Throw over to first.
Well, he seemed to
back
come
in time.
Yeah,
big.
Crazy tag. You see that big sweeping tag he put on him, hit him in the head. Didn't hit him hard, but made a hard tag right across top of his helmet.
Time called.
Come on, Aiden. We need a good bunt here.
Time called
again. Time
again. Now we go, baby. Now we go. Come on. Come on, Hayden.
Love to get him over to second here with Reese Wendell coming up.
Ah. Foul back.
Back over the screen.
No balls, two strikes.
Nope.
Now you got to work, Seven. Now you got to work.
He's okay at swinging away.
Got to execute.
Somewhere
big
over
games
there,
like this, you got to execute.
Copy, we might have the stats from this year. I don't know if
there's I read some of them yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know what Hayden has, but.
Ooh. Fly ball, center field.
Yeah, darn it.
Drifting in. He's got it for the first out of the inning. Almost back to the top.
Center fielder.
All right, 99.
Reese Wendell comes up.
So I'm first time here now. Let's go.
Second time through the lineup. Hopefully we learned something and
got a little timing down. Yeah.
Yeah, get the timing down and start hitting.
Yeah, he fooled him. Come on, nine. First time.
Yeah, he had a couple nice curveballs that Reese was way out in front of.
Yep. He was the first one to see him. He's seen
Colson Post on deck for the Indians.
15 of them already.
Ball outside. Reese Lefevre, good wheels down to first base. Give me a gapper somewhere and let Reese run all the way around the base.
Would love to see him make it all the way over to third here with Posty up, one out. But
ground ball, it's going to be trouble.
It could be
two. Second, flips to short, over to first, double play.
Taylor made.
That is not what we wanted.
No, Taylor made, right to the second baseman, easy
four
flip over to shortstop.
6-3 for the third out. In the runs, no, and in the inning, no runs on no hits. Nobody left on base. After three complete. 1-0. We're down.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
All right, back here at Newton. We're getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. Gark's back out there for his fourth inning of work, and he's going to face 2-3-4.
Good hitters. Let's get them.
Yeah, good hitters right here.
Good pitch.
Trevor Brubaker
starts him with a curveball.
Fourth inning already.
It's flying. This game is flying.
We've only got one run on one hit for everybody.
Ground ball is short.
Ball to Posty. Comes up, fires over to Luke.
Good job, Luke.
Good job by the defense right there. 6-3. Out number one brings up Brady Chapman.
Brady, sophomore, another sophomore. We've played some young kids.
Yeah, kid.
Man, oh, man, we've had some teams that are going to be good in the next year, too.
This far in the tournament,
I think
without a doubt.
When I typed that up, I think there was, between juniors and seniors, there's only six.
Six of them. That makes sense.
Something like that.
This young man flew out to Hayden Seifring his first time.
Yes, he did.
Takes the first pitch strike at the knees. Swing and a miss.
Overpowered him there, Calvin.
Yeah, he threw that breaking ball in there. He was at the top of that ball by a foot.
Yep.
Alex comes with the 0-2.
Got him, attaboy.
Strikeout number four right there for number 44.
That's kind of near the top of their lineup, isn't it?
Yeah, 2-3-4 was a
2-3-4.
Start. Number four hitter.
Number four hitter coming up, Billy Bolin, senior, one of the seniors, left-handers right here.
Good-looking pitch there. He's right. He's on it.
Billy Bolin is the guy that got hit the last time up. He's got the only hit of the game so far. Hit it out there to...
Dang, right nasty curveball.
He poked a little slicer out there to Hayden his last time up, ended up at second base. And then came around after a couple nice sacrifices, and that's the only lone run of the game so far.
Got him! That's a quickie.
Well,
attaboy, Alex. Let's get him some runs right now.
Now we got to go. Indian fans are fired up. Indian team's fired up. He has retired 9 in a row since that leadoff hit in the second inning. Whew. So now we got to get the bats going.
Yeah, we got to get him a lead here.
We got 2-3-4 coming up. Let's get it going here, Pete.
Yep.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in western Ohio and eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
All right, here we go. Posty's going to lead off for the Indians. Colson, and a ground ball right to the first baseman. Candy Hop took it himself. First pitch strike.
Let's get our leadoff man here.
We need to get our leadoff on.
Get him pitching from the stretch here one time.
Come on now, let's go. Come on, Colson, find a hole. Ball low. One ball, one strike. On the Indian shortstop. Bottom of four. Game's flying by. Of course, I guess when you got one hit, there ain't a whole lot going on. Called it a strike. One ball, two strikes. Looked a little high and out to me.
Yeah, it did look high and out. Come on here, Pesty. Come on, kid.
They got a big strike zone. Like Neil says, as long as it's the same, we don't care.
Yeah.
Pop back right over the top of us. Come on, Colson. Got a battle here. Be a leadoff. Be a leadoff here. Get on.
Somehow.
Swipe that thing down there between third and short. Ball outside. Two balls, two strikes.
Well, we know there's hits behind him, so.
We got hitters.
Yep. Let's get a couple of runs.
Just need to get some runs.
Let's get ahead.
There's a line drive. Get down. There's a base hit for the Indians.
There we go.
That's what we needed.
Leadoff base knock by Colson Post. Couldn't ask for something better there. Got behind 0-2 and battled back. Nicely
did a great job. Fouled a couple pitches off and got the one he wanted and lined it right over the second baseman's head for a base hit.
Now we know we can hit. Come on, Sevens.
Open the floodgates here, boys.
Luke Fortkamp comes to the plate. Big old 77 had a great eye the first time, and he got on base with a walk but was stranded there. Throw over. Not in time. Colson, I don't know if you.
I don't think he's going to sacrifice him. He might steal.
That's what I was wondering. You think he might?
I don't know what kind of arm this kid's got, but I think.
He's a big boy. Thing is, he just can't hardly take the bat out of Alex's hands.
Nope.
Or Luke. I mean, either one of them could get on one and. Attaboy. Colson back easy.
Make him work. Make him work.
One ball, no strikes.
I think Colson's a little mad. He can't get dirty on this turf.
Well, if he can get a good jump.
Ball
good
high.
Good eye. Good eye.
Two balls, no strike. Indian fans are. We got a huge crowd here, and they're fired up.
They're rocking this pitcher. The team's rocking the pitcher a little bit.
I like it.
Chirping a little bit.
Got
Let's
a little
keep
chirping
her
going
here.
On. I like it. Put a little pressure on him here. Ball hit well. Get up. Nope. Right fielder played him perfect.
Yep.
Right fielder all the way about 10 steps from the fence.
He's way out there.
Out number one. They were playing way back. Wide out to number nine.
Much.
No, he did not. First out of the inning. That brings Alex Garkey to the plate.
Come on here, 44. Come on, Alex. Come on now.
Alex and Brody. Let's get him in.
Alex flied out his first time to right field also.
Time to get this time.
Come on, 44. Help yourself here. Strike call.
Kind of showed a bunt, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He showed a bunt. I don't know if he was thinking Colson was going there or what. Because he kind of looked down at first base.
Kind of like, where are you going? Why are you still
not sure about bunting? I know we got to get one run, though. You got to do anything you can. There goes the runner. That ball's hit way back.
Come on, Alex.
Way back. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Oh, at the fence.
Oh,
dead
man.
Center. Man, oh, man, he hit that a mile.
I didn't think there was
any
catch.
That was hit a mile, Calpe.
Wow.
Just hit it towards the deepest part of the field
right
he could possibly get.
Out there.
Man, he got
that
all
center
that
fielder
one.
Covered a bunch of ground right there, and
yes,
he caught
did.
It right at the fence.
He did. I thought at least it was going to get down, but I thought it was out of here.
I wasn't sure if it was going to get down. I was sure it was going to get down.
Colson Post was stealing on the play.
Yeah.
He had to go back to first.
He'd have scored.
He'd have scored easy if it had gotten down. There's a ground ball. It's going to find
now
a hole out
third.
There.
Now
Colson
get...
Post coming around second, heading to third. Here comes the throw to third.
All
we
right,
got him on the
right.
corner.
All right, that a boy, Brody. That a boy.
Here comes Grant. Let's get one of those hits like you had yesterday, Grant.
Yep, we need a big hit out of you, Grant.
Doesn't have to be a triple.
Two fly balls hit pretty well by Luke Forkamp and Alex Garkey for the 2 outs. We got them at first and third. I'm sure they're going to be throwing through.
Grant and Caden. Here we go,
Grant
boys.
Grant and Caden. We got to get a hit here. We need a hit.
Let's get the first one in.
Come on, 11.
Boy, 11, you pull one right through the first baseman and second baseman. You got a huge gap there. Strike one call. Indians starting to move. Starting to get something done here. We need a big hit.
Yeah, we got one 90 feet away tying this thing up. Let's go.
That is a pretty good gap there between
first
and
first baseman.
Sure
is. Left holding him on.
Just pull it through there. That's a hit. He's framing it, but he's not getting the call.
Outside.
One ball, one strike. Colson Post down at third. Brody Hart down at first.
Good
ball
eye.
High.
Good eye.
Two balls and a strike. Got to get one you want here, Grant. Find one you want.
Almost load them up here for 10. Load them up for Caden. Come on.
Ball high. Three balls and one strike. Caden Holman standing on deck.
Yeah,
licking
Brody,
his chops.
Brody's not going here, I can tell you that.
No. No, we're not going to do anything here.
Not with the 3-1
pitch. 3-1. I tell you what, hitter's pitch, though, Calpe. I like him driving it.
Yeah.
He gets a good one.
He's going to get away.
Oh, here comes the play. The play. He's safe. Yes, sir. Attaboy, Posty. Ball got away from the catcher about 4 or 5 feet. Colson was right on top of the play, ran down the baseline, and scored on a diving slide at home.
Pitcher stayed out there.
We're
on
all
the mound.
Tied up 1-1.
Yeah, started getting home there.
He didn't get there until the last second. Now we got runners at first and second. Caden Holman trying to get us a lead here.
I can see why he didn't go because the pitcher didn't come in because that ball wasn't very far away.
That was ball four, too, and I don't know if they just kind of thought he walked him and thought the play was dead, but Colson wasn't having any of that. He was coming home.
When the ball squirts away like that, you're coming home, brother.
Come on now, Caden. Get us a run here. Ball low.
All right, let's shake his sophomore a little bit.
Yeah,
let's
get him fired.
Rattle his cage. We got him rattled a little bit here.
Momentum.
Come on,
let's
now. Come
give
on,
him
Tan.
A full rattle.
Caden and Reese Lefevre.
Come on. Tried to get the timeout, but it didn't. Strike called on the curve.
I don't know how he couldn't.
Called time.
His hand
he wasn't,
wide open.
He wasn't there, but he must not have hurt him, I guess.
I don't know if he said time, but he had his hand up.
His hand up right in the
yes, he did.
Face, but that's okay.
All right, one
come
ball,
on,
one
Tan.
Strike.
Come on, Tan. Ball outside. Two balls and a strike. Caden's got a good eye. He knows what he wants. Let's hit, get that pitch to him. Let him hit it.
Look at
I'll
that
tell
center
you
fielder.
What, that right side is
yeah,
wide open.
Look at that
Calvin.
Center fielder.
If he can hit one,
he is
where he likes
no
to hit.
No idea where Tan likes to hit the ball.
Oh
man,
you got to hit that one. Strike right down the middle.
Come on now, Tan.
Even
come on
count.
Here.
Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, dare hit and run here. See if Caden can get a little piece of it.
Double steal.
Catcher's calling.
He's coming out to talk to his pitcher.
Pitcher.
Indians got one big run here to tie it up. We need to get another one. We got a scoring position. Brody Hart at second base. Base hit will get him home.
This has to be something he wants to talk about with Caden because those base runners aren't really going anywhere, so it has to be about the batter.
Come on, Tan. Come on now.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
Get a piece of it here. Just give me that little shot into right field here. Swing and a miss. Got a piece of it, but a nice job by the catcher holding on. Okay, swinging. In the inning, the Indians get one run on two hits. After four complete, we're all tied up at one.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at fowlermechanical.com. Thanks to Fowler Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Hey, welcome back here. 107.3, the Tribe, bringing you baseball action. Gark's back out there, and he's going to be facing 5'6", 7", Ethan Hinton, first batter.
The big catcher. He's about 6'6", I'd say.
He's a big boy. He takes first pitch, curveball for a strike. Takes
low
a piece
roller.
Roller down the line. Foul down to Caden Hummond. Garks gets on top of him.
0-2.
No
right
balls,
away.
Two strikes. Garks is retired now nine straight.
Nine straight. Keep her going, big fella. Got nine more outs to get. We're going to get you a couple more runs.
Yeah, we're going to get you another round or two. Swing it out.
Boy.
Strikeout number six here so far through the first four and a third for Alex. Brings up Brody Beck.
Shout out to Corey Gerlach, who's listening to us.
Check swing. He definitely went.
Got
to call
you boys him. Got us fired up.
There's a strike. Nice job right there. All right, fours, keep her going here. You're on top here. No balls and a strike. Swinging a miss right there. Nice job by Brody. He might have got a little piece of that right in Brody's glove. Now he's in front there. 0-2.
For the season, so.
Yep.
I'm going to say he's over to the lake.
Might be
swinging
away.
A miss,
hey,
on a fastball.
Garks
put that one down at his ankles, and he didn't have a choice but to swing at it, and he had no chance of hitting it.
None.
Back-to-back strikeouts.
Wow.
Three in a row now for Alex Garkey. Four in a row. Pardon my. Terrible mistake. Four, Alex. Four in a row. Might as well make it five.
Make her five. Let's go.
That curveball is a little high and elevated. Ball one. Comes the 1-0. Swing and a miss right there. Nasty curve right there off the old arm of 44. Unhittable.
He's got a nasty one going right now.
Foul one off.
Here comes the 1-1. Just a little high. Calls it a ball. Two balls and a strike now. To Brookston Beck. Well, that one's outside. Ball three. 3-1 now. Come on now. Battle back here. Battle back, kid. That one's high. Ball four. So a free pass given up with two outs here. First walk of the game by Alex brings up Braylon Barber.
Brendan
Barber.
Brendan Bubba.
Brendan, I believe. Got a pinch runner out there. Looks like
20?
Number 20.
20 going to come in and run?
Jackson Wright, freshman.
All right, guys, settle down there.
Yep.
Number 8 batter here. Let's get him out.
Get him out of here. Shout out to my coworkers at Wangler East Hardware. They're out there listening to the game, fired up.
Why don't we just pick this guy off of first base?
Brody like to do that. That's a no-doubter.
Well, these guys certainly aren't aware of Brody's arm from behind the plate down to first. And see what he does here on the secondary lead. And he gets one.
He looks.
He looks. And old Brody looks over.
Brody's eyeing him up.
Brody looks.
Next time, buddy. Do that again and you're dead. You're going to turn around and walk right into that ball.
First pitch was the ball to him. There's a nice pitch right there.
No, caught it high.
Still called it a ball. Wow, that was a good pitch.
That was a good pitch. I thought Brody was
Alex wasn't too happy with that one either.
Throw behind that runner, and he didn't.
Come on, Alex. You can do it, buddy.
Here comes the 2-0.
Good pitch. Threw that right by him.
There's the one.
Throw down. Not in time.
Yeah, kind of delayed that a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was walking back. Coach was watching him big time right there.
Yep.
Close.
That was
close.
Garks gets a strike on him. Two balls and a strike. Let's get this guy. He popped out to Brody this last time up. That one's foul.
Behind again.
Out of the way. And he's going to be up on the old roof.
Go get him yourself, 44. Let's get in here and hit. Come on now, come on.
One good pitch here, come on.
Swing and a miss, got him, that a boy.
That's exactly what he did.
Wow.
Struck out the side swinging. He threw a walk in between there.
Yep.
But he strikes out the side, they strand one. We got, holy cow, 4.5 in the books already. We're all knotted at one. We'll be back here in Newton right after this.
We gotta get the lead here.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
All right, we're back here. Pat McBride Stadium. Reese LaFever leads off. Fastball, fouled it off.
I think we're starting to...
Just got a visit from Officer Bird from Fort Recovery. I thought he was coming to arrest Calpe, but instead he brought us some popcorn.
God love him.
Gotta love that man.
They got the concession stand open.
They got a concession stand open today.
Good eye, Reese. Good eye, Reese.
Yep, there we go.
Probably couldn't get any helpers in 2 in the afternoon.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, they didn't have it open for the second game either last night.
Really?
No.
Well, Newton played.
Reese swinging a miss. One ball, two strikes.
Newton beat Rushi last night.
Yep.
Yeah. Coldwater got beat today, and so did Marion.
Oh. Coldwater went down today?
Yep. Oh. They both lost today.
Darn.
At least that's what Raz told me on the way, and I would say he knows.
Yes.
There's a ground ball. What's up, base hit? That a boy. Reese LaFever pulls one into left field for a base hit.
Here we go. That's the bottom of the order. Taking
Come
charge.
On now.
They're doing it again.
Hayden, now you know, brother. Get him over.
We got to get him over. We need that run something fierce. He can do it. Reese Wendell on deck.
Is this a bunt situation?
Oh,
absolutely.
Never been a bigger one.
It's a sacrifice. We need a nice sacrifice here. Come on, Seven. You can do it.
He got practice last time.
Yep.
This time ought to be a piece of cake, right?
You know what he's throwing.
Some curveballs.
There's a shot down the third.
Hit it. Throw it. Way too hard. Oh, he gets
Throw gets by, and he's going to go. We're going to get a sacrifice anyhow. He's going to end up at second.
Everything worked out just fine right there.
Ray said he was safe. He's kind of waiting on the umpire. He thought he was safe, but I think he was out.
Yeah, I thought he was out.
Yeah, the ball was definitely there. I wasn't
watching. It definitely beat him. I didn't either. I didn't watch the footwork either.
Not paying no attention.
But Hayden Seifering on the throw to first, trying to get a double play. They went into over to the fence, and Hayden made it down to second. So we do have a runner scoring position with one out.
Did not have a chance to get him at first either, I don't think.
Yeah, it was a silly throw.
No, that was a dumb throw. Reese Wendell, leadoff hitter. Throw back to second. Nothing. Number 99 is looking to get a one.
Yeah, we got to get 99 here. Get his first hit of the game.
He's over two. He needs a hit.
Yeah, he's going to get it.
At least be on base.
We got good wheels out there at second base. Here's the pitch. Called strike.
Curveball. Nice pitch.
No balls. One strike on Indians leadoff hitter. Reese Wendell.
Maybe he'll get plunked.
Come on, Reese.
I'd rather see him get a hit.
I would, too.
Me, too.
Line drive. Get down. Get down. Get down. Nope. Nice play by the left fielder. Kind of
really nice
jumped
catch.
In there, slid on his knees, and made a catch.
Yep.
Fly to seven for the second out of the inning. And that brings Colson Post to the plate. Had a base hit his last time up. We need one more. How about you, big fella?
When you're hot, you're hot. That one and Alex's hit both very easily. Could have gotten in there, and they just
both
didn't.
Hit hard, yep.
Here we go, Colson.
Way outside. Luke Forkamp stands on deck. Bottom of the fifth. Galleon Northmore, one run on one hit. No error, one run there. Ball. That's called a strike. Evened it up 1-1. And the Indians have one run on three hits, no errors.
Error had to be on that first baseman right there on that throw.
Could be.
Whoever, yep. Shortstop, whoever threw it. Good eye.
Yeah, because you kind of thought about the one that jumped by Hayden out there. We kind of thought that was a kind of an error.
But, that was a base
but
hit.
They didn't call it.
No, they didn't give him an error
they
on that.
They didn't give him an error on that. So, come on, Colson. Two balls, one strike. Got a lot of room out there, one. Come on, baby. Pops are foul.
Back over our head.
Two balls, two strikes.
I'm glad you're doing the inning because I get to eat this popcorn.
Kill the popcorn. I got two kernels.
I'll give you a little bit.
Come on. Ready, say, baby. Colson, get that run in, baby. Fouled off. Attaboy. Stay alive. Ooh. Stay alive.
Just hanging there. Just hanging.
Yep. He's good at that.
Yep.
A bunch of our guys are good at that.
You just keep fouling it off, and sooner or later he's going to make a bad pitch where you can rip it.
Yep. Here it comes.
Like right here. That's right off his foot.
Yeah, foul ball.
That one hurt.
Yep. Walk that one off.
Got to walk that one off a little bit.
Did they make steel-toed baseballs?
I don't know, but Hayden Seifering don't need much of a hit because he was all the way to third on that already.
Yep.
He's flying.
Well, with two balls, two strikes, and two outs, you see him starting to swing, you might as well take off.
Yep. Ball in the dirt.
Good eye.
Three balls, two strikes.
Aiden out there kind of daring that catcher to throw out there.
Nobody pushing you here, Aiden. You didn't got to take off here.
No. No.
Be
we
smart.
Know you can score. We
be
know
smart.
You can score.
He's
there goes
going.
The runner. Swing and a miss. Yep. Struck him out. To end the inning, end the inning. We get no runs on one hit. One man left on base. After five complete, it's 1-1.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are your local source for GE and Hot Point appliances and Radio Shack electronics. They've been helping folks in the area with appliance service and support for 85 years. You can find more at Stroll Appliance or give them a call at 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, we're back here at Pleasant Hill getting ready for the top of the sixth inning already, folks. It's going to be 9-1-2. Brady Carr, leadoff guy. He struck out swinging his last time up. A lot of them have struck out swinging the old Garts today. There's a ground ball foul down the third baseline.
Yes, sir. Caden Little, step in front of the bag, maybe. That's not a bad idea.
Jack Beaudry on deck, leadoff man. Curveball over the top of his head.
Keep him honest.
Make him think a little bit, now.
Yep.
One ball, one strike here. Top of the sixth, all knotted at ones. That one's another curveball, stays up.
One up a little bit. Come on, Alex. No free ones. No free ones.
Yeah, don't walk the number nine guy here. Come on.
Let's get this kid.
That's three in a row, high ones.
He's scared to death, too. He's bouncing all over in that dugout, or in that box. His feet are happy.
Come on, Alex. Battle back here. Throw me a strike here. Then you get
it. Come on, Brody.
Need a strike here. Need a strike here.
Frame one here.
Got
him. On his way down there, but he's going to have to come back and hit.
I tucked the old umpire into ball four, but quickly the umpire says, you hold your
horses.
He's
banging. I'm telling you, Alex. You throw a good one.
Here comes a 3-2. Gets a piece of it. Foul ball.
Now you get him, big fella. Now you get him. Come on, four.
I think the whole time he was up there begging almost.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Walk. Yep. Here comes a 3-2 again. Ball four. Little high, and he walks the number nine guy. Puts a runner at first. Second walk of the day.
Got to be thinking fun here.
Now we roll back to the top to Jack Beaudry.
Lead off hitter.
Caden coming in.
He squares. You got to come hard, Caden.
Every run super important here.
Yes, it is.
He squares. Pulls back. I think he takes strike one.
Down. Not in time.
Brody threw behind him and
threw behind him again.
Definitely took strike one.
He took strike one.
All right, Alex, here comes the 0-1 into the leadoff guy.
Low. Stay up there.
Reese coming in. It's going to fall right in front of me.
Fall right in front of him.
One of the CNI singles, folks.
Well, that runner was at second base pretty fast, so if we'd have caught that, we'd have doubled him off.
Well, we'd have caught him, but
yeah,
he had a better eye on it than we did.
He probably seen it, too. He could get in.
So a base hit by Beaudry puts runners at first and second. Nobody out here in the sixth inning.
Well, I would say this might be his last batter.
Down, Alex.
Let's get it out here. I agree. He's been looking good. That was a cheesy hit. Need a strike here. Showing bunt this time. Pops it up, and it's out of play.
Look over our head.
Good hustle, Brody. Come on now, we gotta get him out here. They're trying to move him over. Top of the sixth, all tied up at one.
No doubt. Trevor Brubaker, your batter.
First two runners are
on. Trevor 0 for 2 in this ballgame. Showing bunt. This time he bumps it up in the air and it's foul.
Both bunts. Went straight up.
Yep.
By bunting that baby back to
him. We got to throw it by him, strike out here.
Bunt that baby back to the pitcher. He'll catch it.
Yep.
All right, no balls, two strikes. Bunting's off the table, I would have to think.
I would sure think so.
Especially after watching the first two.
Yeah.
Reese holding the runner at second. Swings and miss. Nice pitch right there.
Beautiful.
That's a big out. Big out there.
Absolutely.
Come on,
chase
Alex.
That one in the dirt.
K Berger right there for out number one. That brings up our number three hitter. I get his name wrong. I can't read it. Brady Chapman.
Brady Chapman.
Brady Chapman's up to the plate. This little guy over here is just cuter than a bug.
He's having fun.
All right, come on now, D. Come on, D. Knock it down in the infield. Knock it down one way or another. Big swing, big cut, but nothing.
Big curveball. Come on now, come on now.
Runners at first and second. Brady Chapman, the batter. He's in the hole, no balls and a strike. Clark's got the sign. Here comes the pitch. He throws a bunt down, and he's going to be everybody
base
safe.
Hit. Yep, base hit.
Absolutely.
I don't think
great
he had a chance
bunt
there. That was a great bunt.
Great bunt. He bunts it kind of towards the shortstop right there.
Bring everybody in.
Now we got to bring everybody in. Absolutely. Bases loaded. Brady Carr over at third. Jack Beaudry, he's at second. Brady Chapman, after that base hit bunt, is over at first.
Oh, hit it right at somebody.
Only
here.
One out.
All right. Infield's in. First pitch in there for a strike.
I tell you what. He might give it a chance to see if he can squeeze.
Well, with one out.
There he goes. And that's a run.
Perfect place bunt. Squeeze
yep.
bunt.
Can't do anything better than that.
Scores Brady Carr from third.
Moves the other two runners up.
And Galleon goes on top, 2-1. Beaudry goes to third. Chapman goes to second. And an absolutely great sacrifice by Billy.
Boy, they always tell you, throw that thing right at them when they go square to bunt.
Yep.
Oh, shoot.
All right, we got two at-bats here. We're all right.
All
we got two outs.
Now.
Let's get out of this. Got to keep those two guys out there at second and third,
yeah,
no doubt about that.
Yeah, we cannot give them any more
runs. Hate to say it, but that kid walked to come around the score. Unbelievable, huh?
Yep.
How quickly a walk can come back to
come
bite
back
you.
And get you.
That was a little high.
Dave Tobin just texted me, said he's ready to do an Acme game, but he said St. Henry was down to Patrick Henry 4-2 in the fourth.
Come on, Tribe. Come on, Indians. Come on here.
Come on now. Good pitch.
That's a good pitch right there. Strike one.
Good pitch.
Got the number five hitter up here, Ethan Hinton.
Don't take him for granted. Let's get this guy.
He struck out swinging his last time up. He's ahead. Two balls and a strike. There's a ground ball over to Caden. Caden fields it, comes up, fires over to Luke, and he gets a nice scoop right there.
Woo, big play.
Lukey makes a nice scoop over at first base for out number three, but they get a little damage done.
Yeah,
they get a little damage done. They ended up with one run on two hits in that inning. They strand two out there. Now the Indians got to get the bats rolling again. They find themselves down 1-2.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Saisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also featured daily.
All right, we're back here at Newton High School. Big Luke Forkamp's going to lead off for us. We got 3, 4, 5 big hitters. We need to get some big runs here. bounces the first one in. Ball one.
Shout out to Perry Hall.
Oops, sorry.
Shout out to Perry Hall. He's listening down there in Georgia.
Hey, Perry.
Let's get the bats hot, boys.
Let's get the bats hot. I agree with you, Perry. Looked a little low, but he calls it a strike.
Luke and Alex and Brody and Caden, that has to be runs for us.
Come on now.
Those are the guys that have been coming through for us all year. Time to go.
Come on, seventh. There's a base hit up the middle.
That's a good start.
Yes, sir. Attaboy, Luke. Nice piece of hit.
We can do a
now we're going to get a base runner.
Yep.
There he comes.
Ian McCain.
Ian McCain's going to come in and run for Luke. Good start, Luke.
I don't know much
exactly
about their
what we needed right
oh, absolutely.
And all that, but
Alex Garkey coming up.
Let's get this run. Let's don't wait to the bottom of the seventh here. Come on, boys.
I agree. Let's get a couple here and get the lead.
Sometimes Ian likes to get a little too far off base, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Not today.
This time.
Come on, Forrest. Don't worry about the home run. Just give me a line drive somewhere.
Yeah, just base give me a base shot, man. He couldn't hit it any harder the last time.
Oh, my goodness. He hit it just to the deepest possible part. It had to be 400 feet.
And it was basically between the center fielder and left fielder.
Yeah.
That was a gap.
It came a long way to get it.
Tremendous play.
Come on, 4-4. Popped up. They got her playing.
Center fielder.
Center fielder's got a beat on it. And he's got it for the out number one.
Let's go, Brody.
Brody Hart comes to the plate. Grant Forkamp on deck.
Brody had a hit last time up. Come on here, 5-5.
Yeah, 5-5. We need you again.
Somehow we got to get him over to second. Sucks we had to have Garks up there.
Garks at the time to have to bunt. But
he ain't getting a big lead down there.
He is. He might go. That would be a big-time steal, but I don't think we want to do that.
Boy.
But we got to get him in scoring position.
Ready going to take care of that.
Throw over. Back in time. One ball, no strikes on Brody Hart, Indians catcher.
Throw one in the dirt here and let Ian get to second.
Wasn't that crazy.
Oh, that'd be good.
Good job by Brody. Hank.
Strike call. Man, that was high.
Thought that was above his numbers.
Yes, it was.
Like Brody's holding his hand out. That's about where it came to.
Yeah, no doubt.
A little high.
One ball, one strike.
Oh, Brody. Runner goes. There's a bunt. And he bobbles it. Hey, get there, Brody. Get there.
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
Pitcher bobbled the bunt. Runners are all safe. We got him at first and second.
Look out.
I'm not sure what you do there. That's an error probably.
I think that's an E1.
E1.
Here comes Grant.
E1, Grant's up.
We don't need that triple, but just be on base. A triple would work out great.
Base knock anywhere would be good. Dirty dirt by the catcher.
Oh,
he's going to make that shot. Oh, what?
Hit him.
Oh, it hit him. I was going to say, man, that ball went flying. We got bases loaded. Actually, it's kind of a misfortune if it did hit him.
Yeah,
it bounced off the wall and went flying down third.
Ian,
I think he could have scored.
Yeah.
We got bases loaded, one out. We got something brewing here.
Yes, sir.
Coach's going to come out and talk to his pitcher here.
Yep, coach's going to talk to him. Hit by a pitch.
Yep, talk to his pitcher some.
Puts him there. We got him bases loaded. Caden Holman, your hitter.
Hitter is exactly right.
Caden, we need a hit out of you, buddy. Are we going to switch pitchers here, or are we going to stick with him?
Who's up after Caden?
He's staying with him. Reese.
Yep.
LaFever.
He's
got a hit. Yep.
Yep. So
base on balls and a hit.
Yep. Here we go, boys.
Come on, 10.
A couple more hits in a row and we're
bases loaded here. Are they going to move them in or are they going to keep double play depth?
Going to keep second short, Mac.
Yep. They're going to stay back. Corners are in. Caden.
Get your horses on that
hit
line.
Hit it where they ain't, buddy. Hit it where they ain't. Or give me a fly ball here.
Right.
Just give me one of them fly balls.
Right field line.
Ball low.
Not a baby.
A little pressure
a
on him here.
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe take a pitch or two.
Yeah.
Yes. I think I'd say I wouldn't swing.
Come on, Dan.
Well, if he, of course, it's Caden. If he,
it's
if
Caden.
He
he's probably going to do that anyhow.
If he gets a pitch, he's liable to just wail away. You never know.
Ball high, look like. Nope. Ball strike.
Damn.
He's got a high strike zone. I think that's just the way it's been.
Yep. He's been
bases loaded. One ball, one strike on Caden. Caden, you got to get this thing out of here.
Get it to the grass, brother.
Get it out in the grass. Absolutely. Here's the pitch. Late on the swing, fouled it off.
Ooh, that,
and he really wanted that one. That's exactly what he wanted.
I'm glad I didn't park where I parked yesterday. I'd have got a hit.
Come on, Tan. Come on,
come
Tan.
On, Tan. Two strikes
on
him.
Gotta get in. Shorten the swing up. Get it in play here. Come on, baby.
He's good.
Reese LaFever on deck. Indians need a big hit here. Ground ball. That's gonna be. That's gonna score a run.
All right,
yes,
we'll
sir.
Take it. We'll
up.
Take it. We'll take it.
Ground ball to second base. Second baseman throws him out at first, but we get a runner in.
We'll
Ian
take
McCain.
It.
Nice job, Ian.
Gets the runners over to Caden. Second and third. Caden goes to the second baseman fee.
Sacrifice.
Second baseman decided he wasn't going to come home.
He
wasn't going to go to short.
Yep.
So he gets the out. He gets an out, but we'll take that out any day of the week.
Yeah, we'll trade it out for a run. Now let's get the lead. Come on, Reese, you can do this.
It's a big time at bat.
We got runners
for number
in second
two,
and
Reese
third.
Well,
two outs here in the inning. Reese swings at that high fastball.
He was anxious. He was
that's,
anxious.
That's called adrenaline there.
Yeah.
That's adrenaline.
Yes, he was.
He was fired up.
He's been hitting the ball well.
He wants to knock in two right here.
End of the season here, man.
Come on, big fella. Get him in
it
here.
It's time, buddy.
Give me a base hit. Grant with a huge lead down second. I think he can score on a hit. Looked a little high, but he's been calling it. There it is. Strike two.
All right, Reese. Come on, kid.
Fight him off.
Well, the pitches are coming in right at shoulder high. Man, oh, man. Got to be ready to hit him. Come on, Reese. Come on, Reese. Put in play here, buddy. Make him make a play. Swing and a miss. That ends it.
Darn it. But we got it.
But in the inning, the Indians tie it up. They get one run on one hit. Leave two on base. After six complete, we're tied up at two.
Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe Store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting Community Radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
All right, back here at Pleasant Hills, we got us a barn burner. We
Woo,
go to the seventh
we got a barn
inning,
burner.
2-2.
My mind.
Galleon Northmore with two runs on three hits. Indians two runs on four hits.
Where are we in their lineup here?
We're going to be 6, 7, and 8.
6, 7, 8.
Brady
Let's go get him.
He's their pitcher.
Good pitch.
Good pitch by Alex to start him off. Track one.
Little curveball action. Fooled him. Get us three more outs and we'll get you a run.
Somehow. Swing it.
Another nasty curveball. He's got that thing working.
Alex got it going here now. He's out in front. No balls, two strikes.
They're literally just slapping at it, trying to get it in play. Yeah. Tried to reach his hand out for to get hit there.
If he'd have got hit by that, I don't think the umpire would
I don't think he'd have called it, no.
Because I don't think
he'd
have crazy.
He definitely stuck his shoulder out a little bit.
That one's a fly ball out towards Hayden. Hayden's going to come in, and it's going to fall in front of Hayden for a base hit.
Man, we
kind of blooped it out
there. Must be playing deeper.
Leadoff base hit by Brody Beck brings up Brookston Beck to the plate.
The big fella. We got to move him in. Yep. Caden's got to be ready to make a play.
Brookston Beck struck out. His first time up looking, and the last time he reached on a
Reese
base
LaFever
on balls.
Let's Brody know. He's going to take the throw if he throws it down there.
Bunt. There's the bunt.
Gotta
down
get
the first baseline.
Tags
way out of the baseline.
He got way out
of the baseline. Nice job.
Does a nice job, though.
Got his sacrifice. He did what he's supposed to do.
He got his sacrifice. He moves Brody back over to second base. That brings up the eight-hole hitter, Brandon Barber.
Sure like to see him.
They might do it again. I agree with you, Coach.
They like to see him.
He might go for a bunt hit.
See him strike out here. Pop one up maybe. But sure they're going to be working on bunts. So.
Yeah. Come on, Alex. Come on, Alex.
You
do your magic.
I
wouldn't bunt. I would be
hitter.
Swinging wide
yeah,
open.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, take a bat away for a nine-hole hitter, I don't think.
Not when you got him in second base already.
Oop.
That pitch is going to get past Brady.
And now he's going to move to third.
First time it gets past Brady all game. It couldn't have been on the worst time. Moves that go-ahead run 90 feet away.
Well, about got to move him in here, I think.
Yeah, because now you're going to have to watch out for that squeeze again.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
They did one perfectly a little bit earlier, scored a run.
You may do it again.
Don't think for a second they wouldn't do this again.
He won't call the low pitch. He'll throw the high pitch, but he ain't calling the low pitch. Got to get her up just a little, Alex.
Should be the strike.
He didn't give him that.
Oh,
this time he didn't
give it.
Man, oh, man, he's been calling that all day, and he didn't give it to him.
Oh.
Three balls, no strikes.
Boy, that was
that's been a strike 95% of the time today.
All right, here comes the ball that one's outside, ball four.
That's
he's
not
twinking
good.
His hand, and thanks, I think Coach. He had it. There comes Coach. Time call.
So a base on balls given up by Alex puts runners at first and third. Now the Indians are going to come out and talk to Alex here, Coach. I ain't going to go out and see what he's got to say.
And maybe talk a little bit about what they're
going
to
do. Yeah, we'll see what we're going to do here.
Field.
I don't know.
Well, I don't think Brady's going to throw it all the way to second base.
I would say no.
Nope.
We'll give him that second base, but I don't think Brady's going to throw it all the way to second, even though
first and third, you're going to keep the up the middle? Double play, Deb? Or we got to move them all in?
Seventh inning, I think you bring them in.
Bring them in. I agree.
We'll see what Coach
they're
going to
keep Alex in. Number nine hitter comes up. He got on last time with a walk.
Balls, yep.
He had no intentions of swinging. So we got to get ahead of him here. We got the runners in. Or the fielders are all in.
He ended up scoring. Ended up scoring on the suicide squeeze.
Runners could be going at first. There he goes. Swing and a miss. Throw right back to the mound.
Yep.
Puts him at second and third.
Yeah,
all right, we need a big old K here.
Well, he took the first pitch strike.
Yep.
He was waiting, going to let his runner get down to second.
Yep.
All right, Alex, do your thing here. Come on, kid.
I wouldn't be too deep if I was in the outfield, I don't think. Swing and a miss.
Right there.
He will bunt here. Be ready.
Stay ready here, infield. Stay ready.
Come on, fellas.
Infield all playing in front of the bags
here.
He's
going to get way outside here.
There
he comes.
He bunts it. And he's
going to. They've done it twice.
Alex didn't play it cleanly. I don't know if he could have gotten it to Brody in time, but no chance.
Not only did he get it, we didn't get an out either.
Yep.
Puts him on the corners again, and that's going to be it for Alex.
I believe that's probably correct. We'll see what's going on here, but 3-2, still only one out.
Yep.
Runners on the corners.
Three balls. Yeah, runners on the corners. I'm sure they're going to be stealing again.
So, looking at Luke, Caden?
I don't know. I would think Caden probably because he'll come over to just switch places with Alex. But I don't know. He's talking a lot. He might leave Alex in.
He hasn't asked for the ball yet, has he?
Nope. I'd say he's going to leave it up to the big fella.
Yep. See what the umpires, how long they're going to let him chit-chat.
This time he's going to fire it
down
second.
Two absolute perfect squeeze bunts.
Yep.
Yep, the number 5 hole and the number 9 hole with two.
Well, you got to know that, though.
Yeah, but a lot of times they can't
throw that thing outside or inside, throw it right at him.
So
so he can't make that bunt.
Especially with two strikes on him.
And you got an open base. I mean, if you hit him, it's just dead ball. Nobody can score anyhow.
All right, runners at first and third again.
Lead off.
Lefty.
We roll back to the top.
I would think he would take a pitch.
Lead off guy, Jack Beaudry.
Runner fakes. No, he will not call that low strike.
I think Brady's going to throw this baby down to second base, try to get this out, but somebody's going to have to be ready. Nobody's covering the bag, and then, you know, what are we going to do here?
With the infield in, I sure think he's stealing, but there he goes.
Showing the bunt again. This time he's going to fake the throw over to second. He's going to let him get to second. But I think that was a strike. No, they called it a ball.
Called it a ball.
Okay.
But like it was a ball pitch. Before. That should be the third pitch. I think it's 1-2. He certainly doesn't put his fingers up to help us.
No.
I think scoreboard wrong. I think it's 1-2. Inside.
Yeah, I don't believe he's put his fingers up all day.
No.
Not once.
Most scoreboard says 2-1. I think it's 2-2, but I'm not sure.
There's two.
He did put his fingers up.
Two on the left hand, but I couldn't see the right hand.
He did finally put his fingers
up. We got two, but that don't help us any.
Ford says 2-1. Let's see what happens here to the leadoff guy. He got a base hit his last time up. Let's that one go by. It's high.
Three balls, one strike.
This has to be a great pitch.
Sweet hit there. So it was only one strike.
Yep.
Three balls, two strikes now.
Full count.
To Jack Beaudry.
One out.
He's 1-for-2 so far.
Boy, we need a strike
game.
Out here. You have the old curveball. We got enough.
Here it comes.
He did. And he
boots
it
out there,
for a
and
hit.
That's going to be a hit. That's going to score one. It's going to
score
spin
two,
past Hayden, and it's going to score two runs. Throw to the home is late. Throw back down to second is late. Everybody's safe.
Everybody's safe. Bloop hit in the center field.
And now you're going to take him out, I bet you. Yep.
Yeah.
So the runner gets over to Barber scores.
They're playing, you know, normal depth. That's probably a catch by the shortstop.
Yeah,
that's how
Brady,
bad.
Yep.
That's just bad luck here. Really bad luck.
Comes around to score. That's three runs on three hits this inning.
Well, we can't give him any more, guys.
No, we can't. We're down three now.
Yeah, looks like Caden's going to come in.
Caden's going to come in. We'll take a quick break here. Indians trail 5-3 right now. We got to get it out. They got three runs so far in this inning. Can't give them any more. We'll be right back.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery, or reach them at 419-375-461.
All right, here we go. Caden Hellman back on the mound. We got a runner at second. Three across the plate so far in the top half of the seventh.
And only one out.
We need an out.
We need an out.
Caden Hellman is the new pitcher.
Out there on the mound, takes the first
line
pitch.
Line drive base hit.
Line drive base hit out to Hayden, and they're going to hold him at third. Nicely done by the manager down there at third. So a base knock right there, first hit of the game.
Puts him on the corner. By
Brubaker. And that puts Jack Beaudry over to third.
I got to believe they're going to send him again.
Well, what are we going to do here?
Why wouldn't
if the third baseman is going to play back here behind the bag, he's got to get up. There's a swing and a miss. Look at that.
Base hit
down the third baseline.
Seeing eye hits. Unbelievable.
Seeing eye.
Back-to-back base hits.
2 inches off of his glove.
Puts Chapman down to first. Brubaker over to second. And Beaudry comes in to score the fourth run of the inning. 4 runs on 4 hits so far. Base on balls. Squeeze bunt.
We have a lot of work to do when we get our
turn. We got some work, yep.
Not to say we couldn't do it.
We know we can do it. We can come up with a big inning, too.
Not to say we couldn't do it, but, man, we're going to have to get fired up.
We're digging ourselves in a hole here. We got to get an out. We've had one out forever.
Yes.
There's a foul ball down the first baseline. 1-1.
These guys are just sitting back.
To Billy Bowen. One of the seniors here on the team.
Yep.
Right fielder. Scored one time so far today. This is their 8th batter of the inning, folks.
4 seniors they got.
Seems like 15th.
There is a rocket, and that's past the glove of Reese Lefevre, and that loads them up, folks.
Loads the bases. They are. Caden ain't fooling anybody right now.
Nope. That's 3 hits in a row.
There again, that one's a foot to the left of Reese, and he catches
They're getting everything their way right now.
It's all good living there.
That brings up the 9th hitter of the inning, and this is Ethan Hinton, the catcher. He's 0-4-3. 0-2, had a sacrifice early in the game. Moved a runner. First runner of the game, he moved over to third. Next guy brought it in.
Now he's bringing him in. Well, we need a double play here.
Yep. Definitely have to get that
ground ball at us one time.
Yeah, we got to get the runner at home here. Pop-up foul, out of play.
Out of play.
Well, if we can get a couple of hits and get their pitcher out, I don't know what they have left.
Yeah, we don't know.
Last night and tonight.
Another one foul over on the roof.
No balls, 2 strikes. We could use a strikeout.
Yeah, we could use a K-burger. We haven't had one in a long time.
We ain't had one in a while.
Lots of batters. That one's in the dirt. Good
job
by Brody. Good job
by Brody blocking that. Great job.
Indians find themselves in a 4-run deficit here.
Yep,
the 7th inning.
And we could get deeper if we don't get an out here.
They got bases juiced.
Our infielders are in. Here's the pitch. Swing foul.
Gets a piece of it. Fouls it back to the screen.
He's battling. Got to fool him here somehow.
Caden. Somehow we got to get a strike here. Come on, Caden. Come on, kid.
Yes, sir.
One ball, 2 strikes.
Boy, that's just.
I don't know how he took that pitch.
I don't either, because he's been calling that all day.
Had to be just outside, because it certainly wasn't high.
Nope.
Evens account, 2-2. Still 1 out in this inning. It's a rocket past Alex Garkey.
Past Alex.
That's going to score one. That's going to score two. And that makes this an 8-2 ball game.
Wow.
Brubaker comes home. He scores.
10 hits.
Chapman comes home. He scores.
Luke's gonna pitch.
Yeah, he's not doing
and much. Bowden goes over to second. And
Caden's definitely wasn't fooling anybody. Everybody hit him.
No, it's 4 straight hits. So looks like we're going to have a new pitcher right here for record. Looks like Luke's going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a quick break here. And we'll be back for the 10th hitter of the inning, Brody Beck, right after this.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for 5 generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
We'll be right back.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC-LP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery, or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
All right, we're back here at Old P Hill, and looks like Luke's still getting his stuff ready. He had to get rid of his first base stuff, and now he's coming out in the mound. He's going to get warmed up. Indians give up six runs here in the top of the seventh inning.
Yeah, bad inning.
Is what it is.
Get back to tied at two, but man.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. We come into this inning thinking, let's get three outs, let's get that run, and floodgates open. And
just couldn't get that second out. We still haven't got it.
And they had two squeeze bunts on us and scored.
Yep. First guy come up, he got a hit in the inning. That was Brody Beck, the guy that's going to be batting now. He led the inning off with a hit, and then they sacrificed him over to second, like they're supposed to do, and then we walked the guy.
And that was the only out.
And then the number nine guy had a squeeze, scored the run, and we didn't get an out at first base. He stayed at first. And then it was base hit, base hit, base hit, base hit, base hit. So six base hits so far in this inning.
And several of them been just seeing eye, just past our
feet. Yeah, one of them was a bummer because we're playing in and he just bloops it over the shortstop's head. That would have been a can of corn.
Yep.
Alex is playing in third. He went two of them went by him by two.
Two
inches.
Rockets down that line there at third base.
Yep. It's not much luck.
But they're Golden Knights are playing it how they should.
Oh, they're doing everything right.
Yeah.
Yep.
They got the breaks.
So it's our turn when we get to bat here. In about
we
got to
get
hours.
An out.
We got to get out of this inning.
Yeah, we got to get out of this mess.
Luke, come on, big fella.
All right, Luke Forkamp out there in the mound. He's all warmed up. He's ready to rock and roll. Runners Caden. At first and second.
Caden takes over at first.
Gardner Caden
stays
out.
At third.
That's right. First pitch of the game by Luke Forkamp, and that's a ground ball to Garks. Garks has got time. He steps on first, fires over to
safe.
And he was just there. Bobbled it one time over there at third base, but he gets the lead runner.
He got the out.
Gilberto Beck reaches on a fielder's choice.
This guy here,
Billy
out his
Bolin, is out
at
third on a six unassisted.
He's never happier to make that out.
Well, he had a sacrifice. He did a good job.
Yes, he did.
All right.
Good job.
Two outs. Let's get out of this mess. See what we can do here with the bats.
Good pitch. Fooled him there.
Brookston back up the plate. Luke with a nice curveball right there. Gets it past him for strike one. There's a ground ball to the hole. Garks comes up with it, tags the runner, coming to third. Out number three, but in the inning.
All right, boys, get them bats.
Gallion Northmore, a bunch of damage. Six runs on six hits. They strand one. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh.
We got
a he needs a big number. We'll be right back.
A big number.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC-LP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery, or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast.
All righty. Indians got a big mountain to climb here in the bottom of the seventh.
Yes, we do.
Hayden Seifring's going to lead off. We just got to take ball one.
Yep.
Somehow we got to get some runners on base, make things happen, see what happens. Never know.
Scored five or more runs several times this
ball
year.
Ball outside.
I think they scored four twice with nobody on and two outs. So
well, we need runners now, boys.
Yes, we need runners.
Keep on going. We know we can do it. Let's go.
We got to go base to base. There's strike one.
Yep.
They'd taken all the way there waiting
on
the strike.
I think
yes, he was.
Coach might have told them all to take a strike.
Yep. At least.
Kid's out here for his seventh inning of work.
Seventh inning, yep. He's pitched a good game. Ground ball. Third base up with it. Fires over to first. Got him. One away. 5-3, one out. That brings the top of the lineup. Reese Wendell comes to the plate. Reese 0-for-3 tonight.
This is where we want to be.
Need to get started here, 9-9. Come on, baby. Colson Post on deck.
I don't want our season to end.
No, been a fun season.
Want to go to Akron next week.
Strike call.
Shaky one.
Yeah, sure seemed like theirs was balls. And foul ball.
Late swing right there. Gets a nipper on it. Fouls it back to
0-2. Gotta go down fighting here, fellas.
Let's fight a little bit. Things look a little bleak, I know.
Yep. Backs off the mound. Reese calls time. No balls, two strikes on the Indian leadoff hitter.
Reese, one of our 11 seniors up to the plate. Hayden was one of our seniors.
Yeah, we got a huge class. We're going to miss them.
Yeah, we're going to miss a great class. Colson Post, Hayden Seifring, Anthony Reesner, Big Caden Hellman.
Ball up. Two balls, two strikes.
Jared Deller, Dylan Klinke, Alex Gerke. All our seniors. Brody Hart, Luke Forkamp, son of a gun.
Great kids.
Absolutely.
Ball outside.
All right.
Full count. Right. Let's get on there, big nines. I mean, base on balls any way possible. Air, we'll take in.
Yeah, we just need to get base runners and get this kid rattled, get him out of this game, because then you never know.
Yeah, they could have a batting practice pitcher waiting. That's way high.
Worked that one pretty good, didn't he?
He battled back from an 0-2 count.
We get a runner on.
We got a runner on here in the seventh.
Here we go.
Maybe the start of many. Colson Post comes up. Colson's got a hit. He scored a run.
I'd like to see Hayden have a chance to make the second out. That means we put nine guys to the plate.
Yep. Strike call.
Heads are hanging a little bit, folks. Not going to lie to you. The old purple and white.
No, they need about three hits in a row just to get a little fire going.
Yeah, I think we got
momentum. Three hits just to get off the mound.
Swing and a miss.
Big swing.
No balls, two strikes.
Come on, Posty. Bear down here, kid. Come on, man.
Indian shortstop, Colson Post.
He's as good as Reese is at working it with no balls, two strikes.
Man, Reese, he ain't going anywhere. We need a whole bunch
got
of
a battle.
Way out.
Ball out. One ball, two strikes on Colson.
Kids done a nice job. Held the Indians to four hits today.
Yep.
Yesterday they were hitting machines.
Ball high. All right. Keep working. Keep working. He's thrown a lot of pitches.
Got you saying settle down. We just need outs here. Throw strikes.
Said you got all kinds of just throw strikes. Let them hit it.
Yeah.
Colson's going to work him.
Hopefully we hit it where they ain't. Ball high. Three balls, two strikes.
All right.
One away here in bottom of the seventh. Innings trail by six.
I'm going to throw you a straight one here, Colson. Come on now.
Come on, one. Ground ball. Second base. He's going
nice
to go to
play.
First to get an out. And he does. 4-3.
Smart play.
Yep.
Smart play by the second baseman to get the second out of the inning.
I'd like to see a bad hop, but that's tough to get
on this. Yeah, it's hard to get him on a beautiful turf. Yep. Not going to happen.
Well, it is.
Luke Forkamp, your hitter.
Time. Two outs. We can't make another out.
No. We got to keep batting a long time.
Going six runs with two outs is not an easy task for anybody.
No. Yep. Ball outside.
You've gotten four twice, but I don't think you've gotten six. If we get six, we'll get seven.
I'm on sevens. Fly ball down the right field line. It's going to be foul, though. Yep. Nobody's got a chance at that one. Makes the count 1-1. Come on, Big Luke. Give us another hit here.
Yeah.
Luke's got a base hit tonight.
Let's keep on having fun, guys. Make them make a great play to end it.
Good pitch right there.
That's a pretty good pitch. 1-2, sending down to their last strike.
Galleon Northmore, folks, on their feet. Need one more strike.
Fouled off. Man, attaboy. He's battling.
Just keep fighting, kid.
Wouldn't mind seeing him work this to a walk.
Yeah, we got Oxgarkey on deck.
That means he's got to throw about four more pitches. Three more
pitches. Come on, sevens.
We'll get him out of there. Maybe we can.
Fouled back.
There we go. Keep battling.
Great at bat, Luke.
He's not giving up.
Actually, great season for Luke. Luke didn't play last year. He was on the JV, I believe, last year, and he came up this year, and he's just been absolutely phenomenal.
Nothing but stellar.
Absolutely phenomenal.
At batting first base, at the bat.
Batting in the high
pitching,
threes.
And pitching. He's been great. Good eye. I don't know how he took that.
Two balls, two strikes. About an inch higher than he's called some of those.
On the Indian first baseman.
Come on, seven.
Come on, Luke. That is strike 3-2. Looking. That's the ball game. Northmore is running on the field. They're going to state.
Congratulations to Galleon Northmore. Yep. The Golden Knights, they move on to the Final Four.
Had a hell of a big inning.
Great season for them. Congratulations. Tip of the hat to them, and we wish them the best in the state tournament.
Yep.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. I'll try to find out what kind of stats we got. Nothing pretty on the Indian side, I can tell you that. A lot of runs scored on the Galleon side, and you know what? It's been one heck of a season. Boy.
Been a great season.
It's been a great season. Spencer, we'll take a couple breaks. We'll be back in a little bit.
We'll be back in a second.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Hey, back here at Pleasant Hills.
Oh, shoot.
Listening to 107.3 of the Tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And the Indians fall tonight, 8-2 here to the
one inning.
Galleon Northmore Golden Knights.
Kind of been our all year long. Our ten losses. It seems like we've had one bad dang inning every time.
We've seen this before,
and unfortunately,
just sucks. It had to happen in the seventh inning in a 2-2 tie, and all of a sudden the floodgates open up, and they score six in the top of the seventh.
Doggone it.
And the Indians can't do much about it. For the Indians, we only had two runs on four hits. And we did not commit any errors. We struck out 8 times today. We had 3 base on balls. We only stranded 1 or 4 in the whole ball game. 1 in the last inning, I know. We had 0 stolen bases, and Grant Forkamp was hit by a pitch. And that's the only thing. No errors. Indians played a pretty clean game, just could not get on top. And I think, Harold, if we'd have got on top of them, maybe.
We could have got them a little nervous, maybe. We rattled them a little bit when we tied it up there in the sixth. We had a chance of getting a big hit there to take the lead.
But. Absolutely. For the Galleon boys, they had 8 runs on 10 hits. They did commit a couple of errors. They had no stolen bases for them. Their leadoff guy, he had 2 hits and a run. The next guy, 1 for 4, he scored a run. Next guy, 2 for 4. Next guy, 2 for 3. He had a great squeeze. He got their first run home.
They had 2 great squeezes.
Yep. And that was the first run by that Billy Bolin. He squeezed that guy home for their first run of the game in the second inning.
And then the 1 in the 7th to take the lead.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Or then the floodgates.
And then the floodgates opened up. Hinton with a hit, Beck with a hit. That was all the hits. That's 10 hits for the Galleon squad. The number 9 guy scored 2 times. He scored 2 times and had a squeeze. And it was a great squeeze by him, too. So
absolutely.
We tip our hats to that guy.
We sure do.
You know what? We've been to state. We enjoy it. We love the heck out of it.
Yeah, and we did. We'd like to get back here. We're close. We've been sniffing 2 years in a row now, 3 years in a row
sniffing.
Now.
We were sniffing. Kids are kind of out there rubbing some tears.
They're bumming, I'm sure. It's been a hell of a They've been together for a long time. They played a lot of baseball.
Fantastic team.
And had a lot of fun.
You know, I see some of the kids coming out there. Look at this young man. Looks Rick Stobie's little brother. I bet you he's going to be our catcher next year.
He might step in.
He's got a little taste of this. And, you know, let's get her done here. Let's go, boys. But great
absolutely.
Season.
Absolutely. Great season.
Fee, what do you got for us?
Well, I wanted to just we want to thank all our listeners
absolutely.
For following the Indian baseball broadcast all season long here on Hometown Huddle. The Tribe 107.3 FM and simulcasting on the FortRecoveryRadio.com. We've enjoyed bringing all the games live this season. And Dave and myself hope you enjoyed listening as much as we had fun doing the games. We have a blast on here. We're not the professionals, but we're not. We just try to at least
Which
get you the score. We try to get you the score and stuff.
We definitely
and give you an idea of what
love
happened.
Love the game of baseball, Harold, and that's
yeah.
Why
we
we're
both
here.
Love it, and we love being here. Also, a big thank you to our producer Benson Barnett. We love that kid to this.
He's been
fabulous all year, setting up the equipment for us and broadcasting, and playing our underwriter messages. He does a great job. I'm going to leave you here. We got a bunch of sponsors.
We got to thank our sponsors that come out here and pay Spencey to bring us this crazy game of baseball that we love to bring to you. Starts off with Miracle Lanes. Them boys up there, fantastic.
Oh, they're fun guys.
Portside Fuel, Kalp Pharmacy, Wangler Hardware, B&D Contracting, The Tin Cupboard, Cooper Farms, K&L Tractor Sales, Gruby Auctioneering, Fort Camp Excavating, Simple Touch, and Medler's Furniture, CSG Consulting. And then we got the other half. We got Hall Brothers. We got Pub 49 out there in St. Anthony. We got Top Wrench, the old Hastings Place, BU Floral, Wendell's Barbecue, Fort Recovery Insurance, Fowler Mechanical, Brick Street Tavern, Stroll Appliances, Reisner Energy Products out of Coldwater, Wabash Communications, and the Gilbert Station in Burtsville, Ohio. We want to thank all of those people for helping us out.
Great
this
sponsors. Reason. We've had great sponsors all year.
Like Harold said, we love bringing the games to you, and we're proud to have them. And proud of this baseball team and this coach and this staff, and they've done a great job. And thanks for listening to 107.3 throughout the season. Spencey, I want to thank you for having us again
this
year.
Thanks for letting us do it.
I love what you guys have done.
So, we have a lot of fun. And
we enjoy it.
I got one last shout-out, too, and that's to my partner here who's anniversaries tonight.
Yep.
Happy anniversary, my man.
And, thank you, Fee. We had a tough day today. I had to go to Uncle Paulie. Shout out to the Bax family. I lost
a
tough one.
Paulie was
me.
A good one.
Yeah. Tough one for me to go through that line this afternoon. And,
I bet, too.
I'm going to have to try to get over there tomorrow morning.
Got a funeral in the morning and son of a gun. But I tell you what, Fee, it's been fun.
Been a blast. We'll be back next year for
sure. We'll bring you more baseball 2027. Yep. So
See
long.
You then.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!